Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You got it! It's time for episode 645 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint Tu Madre. On the road to summer 2023, I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater. And with me, as always, Brett Peter Pietro Morris Stard. What's up, Stard?
How's it going, man? Happy coronation. For me, it's checkpoint coronation.
What's that about?
Oh, you missed it. I thought you were the crown devotee of the two of us. The king got coronated. The official coronation ceremony.
Once it's not about the ladies, I'm out. You can have that king stuff. Yeah. How did it go?
It looked the exact same as the coronation for the queen in the show, you know, like,
yeah,
all the crazy trinkets that they hand him,
the props.
They hand him like an orb, and they just announce, you know, that he's receiving an orb, and then they present him all these trinkets. It's like, what? The only thing I thought the whole time, I didn't watch the whole thing, I just saw clips, but it's funny, in like 2023, all you think is like, oh, these are going to make good gifts. Somebody's going to make a meme out of this little moment.
Oh, they're good comedy gifts, you mean?
Gifts, G-I-F.
I don't know. I think after this latest controversy with the American going in there, it just all seems so watered down. I was like, I don't know. I love the Netflix show, but then I kind of didn't want to continue on with this Meghan Markle and all this other stuff.
Yeah. It was funny, though. Apparently Harry was there, but he was kind of just on his own. Like, he was like, Meghan Markle didn't go. Harry had to go. But then he was just kind of hiding out among the crowd, like not really invited.
He's finally starting to get it that he's not really a royal. But exciting stuff, and there's lots of music festivals going on. We'll get into all that. But first, here comes our guest. You know him from Who Charted, clubs and colleges all over these United States. He's super funny. And guess what? He's got a new special dropping on YouTube. It's called 11 Years. You can find it on his social at Handren CV. 4x3s is putting it out. It's funny either way you get to it. Please welcome back to the charts, Handren CV.
Hey,
what's up, Handren?
That was for Harry Belafonte. We lost him.
Did we?
I thought you were doing the Freddie Mercury thing. You were going to walk us through like a big vocal chant.
Oh, yeah, I was going to keep going with it.
But really, Harry's gone, huh?
Yeah, Harry's gone.
Mm.
Two Harrys. We're left with the shitty Harry now.
Styles?
No, the royal there.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But
are you a Harry Styles fan?
My thing is, I liked One Direction. I was rooting for One Direction. I thought he legitimized them by going mainstream superstar. Yeah. But the songs, they're not really that compelling to me. I respect him as a superstar, but I'm not really listening to the records.
Okay.
How about you?
No, I don't care for him at all. And his actions in public and as a celebrity have been questionable and grating at best.
Yeah, some say he's pandering. You say if he walked onto your property, you'd shoot him.
I'd fire a warning shot. He's British. He deserves it. He's not used to having guns.
There you go. Yeah, they do it old school style. Line them up. Right on. Welcome back to the program. Excited about your special.
Thank you. Thank you.
Excited to see that in the algorithm, how the AI treats it. Maybe it'll leapfrog you up to the top.
That is doubtful. Just with keywords that are in the special, I go, ooh, that's probably going to get flagged.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, too many red flags.
Yeah, yeah. But if it doesn't do well, I'll just blame it on that.
There you go. Yeah. I just pissed off the algorithm. Yep. Humans like it. It just, the robots have it out for me.
I did an hour on China. That's why it's dead in the water.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, well, we got music and movies coming at you. You guys have reached Checkpoint. Well, Star, there's a festival right over there by you this weekend at the Rose Bowl. Just Like Heaven.
Oh, right.
With the Yeah, Yeah, Yes.
I saw that. That looked like a good festival. I've seen them at a festival before.
Yeah. They put on a good live show. I think they're doing a specific album this time.
Ooh.
Exciting stuff.
I'll watch out for traffic.
Yeah, watch out for traffic. Get the telescope out.
Yeah.
Do it that way. It's like
you need a sound telescope.
Sound scope. That's a good idea.
Sound scope. Just be able to sit in your place and listen to it.
That'd be great. I could use that for podcasting. I wouldn't have to ask you to record.
You just have to zoom it in on a specific house.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your coordinates? I got you.
Let's see what the next door neighbor's talking about and talk about them. All right. What chart we got this week?
All right.
First, I got to wrap it, I guess.
Yeah, don't sound too excited. This is the Spotify Top 50. Here's the wrap.
Used to play LPs, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream.
Stream.
What's next? NFTs? Tunes.
All right. So,
that Spotify beat was a bit chopped and screwed, but sure it'll sound good in the mix.
Coming in at number 5. Number 5.
Number 5.
This is Tyler the Creator. Let's See You Again.
Okay, 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 okay. You live in my dream state. Relook at my fantasy. I stay in reality. You live in my dream state. Anytime I count, she. That's the only time we make up, make up. You exist behind my eyelids, my eyelids. No, I don't wanna wake up. 2020, 2020 vision. Cupid hit me with precision. I wonder if you look both ways when you cross my mind. I said I'm sick of sick.
Wow.
Howard, did you hear that the same way I did? Brett, it's like very choppy coming through, but I feel like I did not even need to hear the clear version of that. I got the gist of it. Not interested.
You're saying you wouldn't have liked it even on a crystal clear feed?
It's like watching scrambled porn, and you just go, even unscrambled, I know this is not the porn I want to be watching.
Right on. You could tell from the little bit of audio.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the kids are picking that out. I guess they're in a sad mood.
All the kids are sad.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the internet.
We need to make a happy kids website. Nope, never mind. That never works out well.
What's a happy kids website?
I don't know. Just something to promote kids being happy. But anytime two grown adult dudes try to make happy kids, it never works out well.
When two adult dudes try to make happy kids?
Yeah, just that. Just the phrasing of that doesn't sound good.
No, maybe you're not the guy to spearhead that one.
Yeah, we right idea, wrong people.
Just, you know what, kids, go outside and play. Don't get
involved. Yeah, get outside. Get off. Get off the internet. Put in your headphones. Listen to this while you're outside hiking.
There you go. But that was Tyler, I guess.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is Kill Bill by SZA. And I just want you.
I felt that one more melodic, better.
Yeah, that one's kind of a hit. I mean, it's still sad. It's still sad, but yeah. The kids are digging that one.
There's at least a couple major chords in there.
It's psychedelic, and maybe it goes with the mushrooms everybody's taking.
Yeah. Maybe that's why kids are sad. They're taking too many
mushrooms. I heard the mushrooms have a side order of anxiety with them. People have been telling me that all of a sudden.
Really?
Did you share your mushroom experience on here?
Which part of it?
Howard and I figured out that mushrooms are our Adderall. We take a little bit for focus.
I would never take Adderall and never have. So to me, that's blasphemy, but that's your new axiom. Mine is mushrooms should replace Adderall and no one should ever look back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's how I took it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Taking just a little bit, it mushrooms constantly, it keeps you on focus.
Gotcha. But
yeah, I've always thought that weed had the anxiety. Mushrooms to me.
It does. It does. But I'm also noticing that I think it's like I never saw Limitless. But I would imagine that he would get annoyed with people because they couldn't think as fast as he could. And with the mushrooms, it gives you such a mental clarity. I think you're going faster than you're usually going. So you get mad that other people. I know when I'm driving, the road rage is out of control. And I'm not like driving on this massive psychedelic dose, just like a tiny little microdose.
Yeah, it doesn't calm me in that way. It does. I'm not like, hey, we'll get there when we get there. I'm more like, you're making a wrong decision. You are making a wrong decision.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, user error, get out of the way. You need a blinker. You shouldn't be out on the road. You're too old. Get out of here. Like, it's very computer processes functioning really fast.
I can predict the future. I'll be sitting there and I'll go, watch, this person's not going to look up in time and they're going to sit there after the light changes. And then boom, it happens.
Boom.
And my wife does not care. She doesn't see how amazing it is that I predict the future while driving.
Yeah.
I picture both of you in parked vehicles at this point, thinking you're just zooming, thinking you're
you
got it all under control.
Wake up in my car. How did I get back here when I got home so fast?
A couple months ago, I got home and I got home about 2:30 in the morning and I park. Put the car in park, reach over to undo my seatbelt, and then I wake up and it's 5:30 in the morning. And I hadn't even got the seatbelt undone. Had just reached down to undo it, fell asleep in the car for a good 3 hours.
Wow.
Wow.
You hit your limit.
I was very pissed. All my good sleeping was done in the car that night.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Grupo Frontera with Bad Bunny. With
oh, nice.
X100.
Boy, I'm getting excited about this kind of music right now. I heard some good stuff, but that's not it. That's not the stuff I like.
I appreciate that this might be the first one on the chart where actual instruments are being played. That's a positive. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I cannot sign off on any of this music because I don't know what they're saying, and I will not endorse a song that I don't know what it's about.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, you will not get canceled then from that one part of this one episode. Now, it is nice. It's live instrumentation. But yeah, the thing is, you oftentimes think they're singing about love songs or something, something countrified like that. But many times it is the narco drug trafficking and kidnapping they're talking about, which something that we'll get into probably in Two Charted. I got some narco corrido songs that are actually good. But that one, I don't know, just was like middle of the roadie.
And where did Bad Bunny come in there?
I don't think we heard him yet. Maybe he's on the chorus or something.
Yeah, was there a rap or something? Is he even rap? Was he a singer? I don't know.
He does both. He's like a Drake type.
Dynamic.
He's got that really high voice, double right? Really reedy voice.
It's pretty high, yeah.
All right, coming in, number two.
Number two.
Morgan Wallen with Last Night.
Baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean. But I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember.
Yikes.
Well, now you can understand the words. How do you feel?
Yeah.
I can 100% endorse this. A girl who can split a fifth of Jack is a rough, rough woman.
Oh, hell yes. Yeah. Then she'll be at a roadhouse with him fighting alongside him. It's crazy. Like, the country songs that get popular are always the worst ones.
Yeah.
And they're always those love songs. I mean, that really is the worst element of country music.
You think that song was about love? They're like, we drink and fight until we hit each other, but when we wake up, we still love each other.
Well, that's country love right there. I mean, that's real life living. But yeah, I mean, the song.
And this is number two on all of Spotify. That is crazy.
Yeah, but I'm talking specifically about songs where it's a guy addressing a girl.
Yeah.
Apologetically. A lot of the songs where the women are addressing guys, it's just about like F you, and it's a female empowerment song.
List of grievances.
And those can be fun because they're cathartic, but these apologetic love songs are always just the worst.
Yeah, they're demeaning to everybody involved.
Without a doubt.
All right.
It's weird that you have to go to country and be like, guys, grow some fucking balls, you know?
Yes.
Be some dudes. Write some kick-ass country songs. Stop apologizing for the dumb shit you did.
Right. But it's like R&B. They make money off of apologizing to the ladies.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Esteban Armado with Ella Baila Sola, another Latin jam.
Compa. ¿Qué le parece esa morra? La que anda bailando sola. Me gusta pa' mí. Bella, ella sabe que está buena. Que todos andan mirándola.
You say eat something bad.
Y le tiro todo un verbo. Tomamos trago sin pero. Solo tentación.
Wow. I don't know what he was saying there, Handren, but he spit something out that tasted disgusting.
I'm all for this one. What we are finding out is that Spotify is mostly used at construction sites. That is crazy that the three top songs are Latin and country.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's hardworking people, the backbone of
America.
Yeah,
it's not even like some pop thing that you'd expect it to be. But no, I love this. And when that second singer came in, I thought it was Howard.
Me too. I got shocked. I thought one of you guys started in.
It was very percussive and expressive. But yeah, I think he wasn't talking about drug trafficking. I heard bailando, which is dancing. I heard like solo by myself. I think that was a love song. But
that guitar part was a fun thing to learn, just as like something hard to learn that.
Yeah. That one had the sound of a drug song.
Yep.
You really want them all to be about.
Also, I think you have to be on drugs to play it.
Yeah.
I kept thinking about how hard it would be to mix that stuff, because you got like just a lot going on at the same time. You got like trumpets, like like the whole time, and then like a shredding guitar,
the drums,
and the guy spitting in the mic.
Yeah. Reflux disease.
My brother used to work for this music rental company that would do like the Grammys and the Latin Grammys. They would set up all the equipment and everything.
SIR.
And he said the Latin Grammys were the worst because one, everybody played their music. Nobody played their tracks. And of all the things, they would have to have like 600 microphones to mic all of the stuff.
Oh, because the bands are so huge.
Yeah, because you got like three drummers, one on, you know, just bongos, another just percussion guy, and drum. They all got 42 mics for every piece they got.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how that first band, Grupo Frontera, was. They played at Coachella last year, and it was just so many people on stage, so spread out. Yeah, it looked like an audio nightmare.
It's like one of those drum circles down on Venice Beach.
Right. Yeah, try miking that with one boom. Was that the charts?
Yeah, them's the charts.
Them's the charts. It was international this year. This week, things will probably continue to go that way as the airwaves become more inclusive. And we'll be right back with the movie chart.
Greetings, chartists. I'm here to tell you about Factor. They're sponsoring today's episode. And I am a big fan of Factor. I've been subscribing myself to their meal service, and I love it. So I'm not just a podcaster, I'm a client. So eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. They're not lying right there. Every single meal is 2 minutes flat in the microwave. I wouldn't even mind cooking for 3 minutes. I mean, I have a spare minute, but no, 2 minutes, you're good. It's hot. It's delicious. It's fresh tasting. I don't know how they do it. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. I think I'm on the Protein Plus. I love it. And it feels like no two meals are alike. There's a lot of options there. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. I actually haven't taken advantage of that yet. I'm excited to. That sounds great. I have had some of their drinks. They got some like smoothies and like cold brew lattes. They're delicious, and they're just perfect on the go, super quick. I often forget to eat. I got all these podcasts I'm making, recording, editing. Oops, I'm all of a sudden starving. I have no time to eat. And Factor has been a godsend for that reason. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. And if you're looking for something even more gourmet, try these premium ingredients they have, like filet mignon shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Wow, this is giving me all sorts of ideas to upgrade my next delivery. So it's no fuss, no mess meals. Totally eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You just throw it in the microwave and it's so good. And the textures are all right. It's not like microwave dinners of old that are like encrusted onto the plastic. No, this feels like somebody made this dinner from scratch for you and just put a little plastic over it. It's fully ready to heat up and serve. Tailored to your schedule, you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. You can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. I had to take a couple weeks off at one point. It was super easy to go to the website, just skip a week here and there. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. You say it's your Earth Day. Well, happy Earth Day to you. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. That's pretty cool. So head to factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 and use code WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Wow. That's code WhoCharted50 at factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Factor.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Handren Seavey. He's got a new special coming out on YouTube. Check it out. 11 years. And
Brett Morris.
And this is The Movie Chart.
Acapella.
Movies, they used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. Most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are effing giant. Films. All right.
Nice. New version. I haven't heard the new version.
Thank you. That's the last second verse. And if you didn't say a cappella, I really had no idea. I had a feeling.
Oh, yeah. That's why I said that.
Thank you.
Stick in your brain.
Thank you. It's a sixth sense we have.
Jay-Z telling Rick to turn it up in the headphones right there.
Oh, yeah.
That was a magical moment in podcasting history.
Right on.
Right.
Thank you.
Acapella, and then he nails it and just on the fly.
Yeah. And Stard is barefoot, and he's showing them the Zoom.
Yeah. Cross-legged.
Yeah, you're sitting on a pillow right now, right?
I'm literally levitating.
Nice. Massive beard.
Guru style.
Looking good.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
John Wick, Chapter 4.
Saying goodbyes?
Saying hello.
You think your wife can hear you?
No.
Then why bother?
Maybe I'm wrong.
This is the quietest part of the movie, right?
Yeah.
Going to die.
There we go.
Maybe not.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend.
A new day is dawning. New ideas, new rules.
Yeah, I like this quieter trailer.
Adult.
If you had no idea what this was about, that audio just hearing the audio would leave you. So you'd be like, oh, this guy lost his wife. Wait, are they cocking guns? What happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where is this conversation taking place?
Yeah. Oh, he's being consoled by his friends after losing his wife. Okay.
Yeah. He better start getting violent or I'm staying home.
Are you a Wick fan?
No, I've never seen any of this stuff. I tried, I look at it, I go, well, maybe I'll watch it for this reason. I just can't find it in.
I like him. And I'm not huge on just like every action that comes out, but I feel like John Wick, they have something about them that's just extra fun.
Yeah, Keanu's great at it. He's just great at being a fucking silent killer type. He kills a lot of Russians. Like, if you just look at that movie in total numbers, he's always just often. It's okay when it's Eastern Europeans, right? We can kill them.
Yeah. Like Training Day. No one counts those bodies.
It's like the 80s again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I had a Nintendo game that was like, looking back, was must have just been pure Reagan era propaganda, because it was called Rush and Attack, but like Rush and Attack.
Rush and Attack.
It was Rush and apostrophe, like as in Guns N' Roses. Rush and Attack.
Rush
and then
and
clearly
attack.
All you're doing is shooting Russians.
I love
just
that
as a
name.
Little kid, you're like, yeah, this is great.
Right. Didn't Sammy Hagar did that? He had hologram Russians come out, and he would shoot them with a machine
really?
Gun or something.
Back in the day?
Yeah, but pre Van Halen.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. It used to just be very accepted.
I think so. You know, now that they've added to music and certain things, I think we can see them as human. But back in the day, as they had no tunes and not even really a food that we eat, it was easy to just write them off as evil.
Yeah. I also would just like to see our xenophobia not be racist anymore. You know, just blindly hating other whites, I think, is good for our country.
There you go. Let's focus
Baby
on
steps.
Ourselves.
Yeah.
Baby steps. There you go.
We're leaving the Middle East alone now. Sorry, guys, for the last 20 years. We're just, it's going to be white on white from here on out.
If we can't lessen the hate, let's at least refocus it.
Yes.
Okay.
Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
Please, just do this one thing for me. Let me just be normal and regular like everybody else. Just please, 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 please. What I feel, I can't say. I've decided I want you to join my secret club.
Who sells George Harrison's music to this film?
Yeah, I know.
I assume we're all Beatles fans here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go throwing those around on every little. I mean, who benefits from that? Who owns the Beatles?
Yoko
Is that
Ono.
Michael Jackson's estate?
I feel now that George Harrison. I think it's Olivia Harrison. I think it's his wife.
I thought you were going to say Newton John. I was like, really? She?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the grave.
Right, but I guess, you know, in order for the estate to benefit off those songs, I guess they have to sell them, so.
But
they don't
mean,
have to
I
license
really,
them to everybody, though.
You don't think they're making enough just off of royalties that they need more?
Yeah, you would think that would be enough.
Yeah, or that using it for a movie would be such a small amount compared to how much they just make off of it regularly selling the music.
Yeah, just playing in other places. But I guess it only takes like one shitty grandson making the business decisions to say, yeah, you can have it, you know?
Yeah.
I know Rod Stewart's kid just blew all his money trying to do a clothing line or something.
I mean, as far as license plays, you know, Judy Blume is considered very classic. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, think George Harrison actually was a huge Judy Blume fan.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's not blasphemous. Yeah. I guess it's kind of a.
To me,
theme.
I'm more confused how you know Gen Z or whatever's after Gen Z at this point. Like whoever this movie is being marketed to, I wouldn't exactly think are in the George Harrison demographic.
Right.
Or it's Judy Blume, really. I mean that.
Or Judy Blume. True.
Yeah, like none of the kids
who is this for.
And the Beatles, of course, were predators in that they manipulated the girls that were of this pubescent age, and they took all their money. So, I don't know. It's strange bedfellows. Imagine trying to get that controversy stirred up.
She was just 17. Beatles, you know what I mean.
Yeah. The Beatles, they groomed these girls to give them their money.
You know, it's funny. I was just watching the documentary about Creedence Clearwater saw on Netflix. And one thing I didn't really know about them, I knew that they were from, you know, the Bay Area, Northern California. I didn't know that they had been together like a band since high school, like for like 10 years.
Oh, really?
And they were saying that like, basically they were the only band in their high school. And then one of the guys with like a contemporary interview at the time was like, you know, it's not like when the Beatles came out, when like everybody in high school had a band.
Oh, like, okay.
They were before that. And they were doing that. They had those influences, but then the Beatles came out and then things blew up and then they got drafted and then San Francisco blew up as like the scene and they weren't even there while it was blowing
up.
So
they had to sit that out and then come in late.
Yeah, it's like a weird history where they were there actually before all that and then had to come back in.
So CCR, better than the Beatles.
It also made me think of, though, of that high school band dynamic. Like, oh, yeah, it's not just the girls going crazy and the culture listening. It's like there must have been a million more bands than there ever was before.
Also, right. Thank God they worked out.
Like it became a thing to do, like a career path.
Yeah.
Thank God CCR worked out because I've seen some of those bands still together from high school and it's sad when they don't make it.
Yeah.
You're like, just break up, start a new band. You guys, this dynamic is not working, guys.
Yeah.
My thing was always that because I would see all these bands in Austin that weren't making it and I would think to myself, just dress the same. Just if you were the same exact band musically, but you just all dressed the same, just whatever choice was. You would do better.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do see bands where you're like, dude, the drummer just doesn't get what you guys are trying to do here.
Yeah,
he's playing fine and everything, but he is not fitting.
I've been in bands like that where one of the guys will just dress in like sweatpants or something on stage and you're just kind of going like, hey, man, I don't want to be this guy like demanding a dress code and criticizing how you look, but can you care a little bit? Like,
yeah, care a little
bit. It does matter.
Even if you're going to do that look, make it look put together.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the only big exception I can think of is Prince let that one guy be a surgeon behind the keyboard. It was just for no reason that guy was a doctor. Surgeon. Like nobody else had a theme. Like it wasn't like Village People where everybody had a vocation.
Yeah.
Just that one guy.
Yeah. But you're right, though, about like high school bands. That's the really tricky thing is knowing which band is worth persevering or not.
Yeah.
Like for some people, you know that they're too talented for their band and they really need to cut their losses.
Right. But then they're a sellout because they left their bandmates.
Right.
But
then some bands like we were talking about Maroon 5, like they've just been through. They were like a grungy high school band. And then all just decided to keep going until they became this like sellout, whatever they are now. But it worked.
It kind of did, but now it's kind of all falling apart. Like they saw it through to the end and now are collapsing under the weight of success.
Yeah.
They're suffering.
Sum 41 announced that they're breaking up.
What?
When
did they get back together? That's like when someone comes out of retirement, gets signed by their original team for one day and retires.
Yeah. Right.
One note at Lollapalooza and retiring.
Yeah, I'm sure that they've been, you know, under the radar this whole time.
Man, there's not enough fests for them to go play. I mean,
I know.
There's like three fests. There's
Blink 182
every
is finally blowing up again, and then now they're calling it quits. Feels like it's bad timing.
Mm.
Yeah, if you're a number band,
totally
like get involved, stay in the game.
All those bands had numbers in them.
The number band boom. Hey, by the way, there is a not to disparage that festival going on right in your backyard, but there's a one going on in Vegas on Saturday. Sick New World. System of a Down. Okay. System of a Down. Korn. Your boys, Mr. Bungle.
Oh, yeah.
Skinny Puppy.
I got tickets for Mr. Bungle this Thursday. I gotta start testing negative soon because I've been dying to go to that.
Oh, okay. That's important.
Yeah.
Test Negative is also playing at this festival. but
along with No Swab?
I mean, this is nothing to scoff at. Body Count, Melvins.
Oh, yeah.
There's a big one out there. Let us know if you're going to that.
They're all consolidating now under these festivals. Like, half of these bands would have stood steadfastly against each other, years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now they all
come together and they're like, so we have mortgages, right? Yeah.
And they're all like, hey, tomorrow's Mother's Day. Did you call your mom? Yeah. I did. Right on.
That's Strength in numbers.
Yeah. But
all right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Evil Dead Rise.
Oh, jeez.
Yikes.
No matter how busy you ever got, you always found time for me.
You hear that, John?
I can't believe I'm never going to speak to you again. When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother.
What is this, Danny? I found it.
What's with the quiet trailers for these big
and the
crazy movies?
55-year-old smoking woman from Boston. Who is that?
Hey, darling, listen.
You're never going to take me like that.
Second, okay, hon?
I'd like to see a move away from using these sweet, pretty songs for evil.
Yeah. You know,
that's a...
It's a little played
trope
out.
We've seen so much. The little children's songs, lullabies being played.
Ashes, bring the evil back into evil.
Ashes, yeah, let's just play straight up evil songs.
Yeah. What should they play, like Looks That Kill by Motley Crue? Shit like that. She's up. You know, it's like,
play
she's
the
coming
zombies.
After you. She's going to fry your nads. She'll cut you. Do you have a metal? Did you have a metal phase, Handren?
Not really. I'm into some stuff. I've been to see Mastodon.
Handren's from Maine. So what's like the predominant music up there? Jam bands and stuff?
Oh,
there's some jam bands. There's also a lot of... I went to a lot of hardcore shows at like VFWs and shit. Like a lot of Bane is big there. Blood for Blood. Those like punk bands and stuff, but I did drugs and listened to hippie shit.
Nautical, okay. Nautical rock up there.
Not rock. There's not a lot of not rock.
The Crabbers.
It's not
Ray LaMontagne's from there. Big fan of him.
Okay. But then what jam bands would you see, like Government Mule and String Cheese Incident?
100%, Widespread Panic.
Right.
Saw Dave Matthews a couple times. Ooh, never saw Fish.
Fish, okay. And then
you guys just saw Dave.
Yeah, we were at the Willie Nelson 90th.
Mm.
Ice Cold Fatties. But it's just like those are your hardcore... hippie, crunchy granola people out in a field. Like, it's not like a New York City Grateful Dead show where you're still in the city. Like, you're
there. No. Yeah. Yeah. One of the Fish concerts they do is up in an old Air Force base that's like 5 hours north of Portland in Limestone. And people would just go and camp and stuff. But I would say there's more, that home base is more in like Vermont. And then it's a little in New Hampshire and Maine, but Maine has a lot of country, shit like that. And just a lot of classic rock listeners too. Like I grew up on classic rock and I think there is one now, but growing up there was zero hip hop played on the radio. Mm. Could not find it anywhere in Maine.
Wow.
Right. That makes sense.
Did you ever have the accent?
And then would you get like,
I can slip into it real quick.
What does it sound like?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, Howard. Yeah. Howard, you're going to come up, help us stack some wood. We got a big winter coming for us, and you know, we got to get this thing ready to go.
Well, let me put it this way.
That's how my grandfather sounded.
Move.
He'd be like, you come up, help us stack some wood, and then later I'll come down and help you cut out those guns you want to make.
Wow. It's kind of like Native American meets Canadian French kind of deal.
It's a little that, and it's like a Boston accent slowed way down. It's like a Southern draw to a Boston accent.
It sounds like a slightly more tired Bostonian.
Yeah, well, them people down the city, they always got somewhere to go so fast, but we don't live like that up here.
So they're like country people, but they're Northerners instead of Southerners. They're north of the city.
Yeah.
Fishermen.
Yeah.
We got the fish, we got the woods.
It's interesting to hear the difference between Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, because it's kind of like Norway, Sweden, Finland. Like, you just don't really know the difference.
Very much, yeah. Nobody likes New Hampshire. That's the difference.
Okay. It's why so? Because it's stuck in the middle.
They're just weird people there. You go, you just see it. You go there, you go between the three states. They're weird. They have a giant biker fest. Not that there's anything wrong with a biker fest, but any place that, like Sturgis type, where you go, like, if you're willing to have that here, you're not a great place.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
Any place, they're fine people. They're fine people, but whoever wants to host that, it's like, you know, who wants a NASCAR track right in their backyard?
All that problems coming to our backyard.
Yeah. Not only do we want it, our economy relies on it.
Right.
I feel like any of those states, any of those states that are known politically as those weird standout, like, could go either way states, like New Hampshire, they wear it as like a badge of honor, but it seems to me like, oh, that must mean you're super weird in some way. Like,
yeah, fucking wild cards.
Like Ohio,
yeah.
Seem unstable.
Yeah.
You just go in there, you go, who are you going to be today, New Hampshire? Who are you going to be today?
Right. Pick a personality.
Maine or Vermont, pick a personality.
Coming in at number two?
Number, let me do it. Give me a New England number two. Maine number two.
Oh, we got to go down to number two now.
Help your grandpa with the number two.
Has all those words just for number two. Has to happen. Oh, we're number two.
Number two now.
All right. Super Mario Brothers movie.
All right. That's a goal.
Oh my god, okay.
Not sure if you know who I am, but I'm about to rule the world.
Wow, yay.
But there's one problem. There's a human, has a mustache, just like you.
Don't you think, like, AI, like, the first thing they could get rid of is voice actors? Like, if the performances are just going to be like, I talk with a deep voice, I am the whatever. Like, that's the first thing they could junk.
Well, I always think that they could just get cheap voice actors, too. Like, I always wonder why they get these superstars. Like,
because they think it's going to, that name on an animated movie is going to sell it. You're like, what? Kids don't care.
Or maybe the studios owe the guy a favor. Like, we told Vin Diesel we'd give him that if he does another Fast and Furious.
I have no idea who did the voice of Snow White or Cinderella or Bambi.
Great point. Some of my, your favorite porn stars do not have celebrity voices, right?
Yeah, I don't know what they sound like either.
Apparently,
go with the normal voice.
Tom Hanks, his brother, does all of his
voices
Woody from Toy Story.
Oh, really?
Basically,
his
brother
pickups and stuff.
Anytime you hear Woody on any toy or at Disneyland or anywhere in commercials, it's all his brother. Like, Tom just outsources.
Wow.
And his brother sounds just like him. So he's just got a whole career just.
I wonder what the percentage they have worked out for that.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think the split is?
That's the movie I want to see. It's just about his life.
I want to see a movie about that split.
I heard like a podcast all about just that subject, about sound alikes and stuff. And that subject was part of it. But he was saying, Tom Hanks was saying, or no, his brother was saying he was trying to be an actor and is in a couple things, you know, but then he sort of resented the fact that like he wasn't getting jobs, and then people would be like, you just sound too much like your brother. You kind of look too much like him.
Right.
And then finally they did some kind of a convention or speaking engagement together, and he saw videotape back of him walking on stage and talking right after Tom. And he just goes like, oh yeah! At that moment, I realized like
it took him that long.
I'm bored. I'm almost bored with myself because I just look and sound exactly like him. Like I might as well.
But you're not
embrace
him.
It. Yeah. Like he totally got it.
That's great.
Yeah, whenever Sting's you hear brother my brother, the same way.
Yeah, you should do that for Lee.
Yeah. No, it's amazing because it sounds like a generous thing to do. Like, I'm giving my brother work. Yeah. But what if he only gives him like 5% or something? So it's just like Tom Hanks doesn't have to do anything. But if he gives him all the money, that's super cool. But wonder how it works out.
Definitely a power position.
Yeah. And is Chet mad that he doesn't get to do it?
Yeah,
probably. I mean, Chet feels like he's probably, he sees eye to eye with this uncle more than anybody else in the family.
Right. They talk secretly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Anytime they fight, he could just go, you know what? I kind of feel like doing voiceover work, getting back into doing all Woody, you know?
Right. You're that's why Chet.
His brother out of a whole career.
Mm-hmm. That's why Chet talks the way he does, is. His uncle
My throat's
told him,
been dry for a few. It's feeling good right now.
Yeah, it's feeling good. I think I might do that.
Hey, how about this? This occurred to me. Why didn't Sylvester Stallone, has he ever done a big voice? With a guy that distinctive a voice, they never made him something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of weird when you think about it.
It would just have to be like if you played an animal, it would be an animal that looked like Rocky. Like I don't think you can be tough to disassociate
that voice.
Okay, so
like what would be like a pug or a bloodhound or something?
Yeah. American Bulldog.
Right on. But I mean, even if it was like the Pizza Rat, the movie, and he played the pizza, I mean, there's something
like
there.
The pizza.
Hey, let me go. Let me go. Don't and eat the rat
me.
Is.
Yeah, you take me down to the subway.
Yeah. You're taking me out of my home. That's what
I don't want to go down there.
It's too bright up there.
To me, if I was casting voice actors, that would seem like a big risk. Like, who knows what kind of takes we're going to get from them.
Oh, good point.
If they're going to track at all.
But it's so distinct. I mean, they let Antonio Banderas be a cat. I mean, no one can understand that guy. I listen to Narco Corridos and I can't understand his English. Anyway, good times. Right. Was that number one?
No, coming in at number one.
Number one.
One.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. New to the charts.
A comic told me that he cried to this the other
day. No.
Cry.
Come on.
No matter what happens next.
What's going
Comics
on?
Comics are questionable people, though. So just take that into consideration.
Yeah.
Hello. We come in peace.
What song did they overuse in this one?
Yeah.
Immigrant Song was the first one.
Come on, Drax. Seriously, dude?
No, dude, no, no. Ow.
Hey.
Oh, there you go. Space hog.
My gosh. Hey, why are the Guardians trying to eat
wow, wow.
Yeah, they're not even hitting the guitar lick.
My
the
gosh.
The whole hook of it.
That guy was with Liv Tyler. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
From Maine.
Space hogged her.
Really?
Liv, yeah.
Same again? Oh, yeah, from Maine. But yeah, you go.
What's his name? Like Royce? Royce Hogg? I don't know.
Royce Hogg. Got a space hog in his legs. Hey, that was quite a chart. People are back in the movies. Good for them.
That's probably
and
the
we'll
only
right
one
back
I'll see.
With the...
Oh,
you are going to see that?
Yeah, I didn't know you were cutting right then. Yeah, that's probably the only one I'll see. I'm a completist. I watch all the Marvel.
You bring your tissues.
I don't know. After having a child, the Marvel movies seem less, you know, dramatic as they used to.
Right.
Okay, yeah. There's real things going on.
Yeah.
But what do you like better, the tree? What do you like? The tree makes you laugh or the warthog? Or the rascal, whatever that is.
The raccoon?
The raccoon.
Raccoon.
I'm a big fan of raccoon and Drax.
Okay, right on.
Especially the first one. I haven't seen him lately, but he had some funny stuff in the first one.
I'll bet.
And we'll be right back with...
And I had a wombat under... No, I had a... what do you call it? What do you call the little...
mongoose.
Walk around at night.
Possum?
You know, possum. One walked under my car the other night. I was afraid to get out of the car. It's like, I don't know where it is.
I like those things.
They're super harmless. Cute. Yeah. Yeah, they're real cool looking.
I like how monstrous they look as adults. Like, you just couldn't be an uglier little thing.
Like, yeah, they're like a patchwork quilt of characteristics.
Right.
But, yeah, I didn't need one to fly a spaceship. I just enjoyed it on its own merits.
Yeah, there you go.
And we'll be right back with the Hot Picks.
The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks.
These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify. It's quite possible we did. Let's find out.
All right. Coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
Doing Howard's first pick. This is Boomtown Saints with Blacktop Don't.
This is a cringe cunch anthem. You guys will have fun with
it. Oh, nice.
These guys don't like in-between words. They get all their thes, its, ands out of the names of their band and song.
Yep. Shove it in.
Blacktop Don't.
Oh, you got to go back a little. Hey, actually. Hey, this one we should do as a quiz. Okay. The Blacktop Don't. What do you think this hook's about? Blacktop Don't. If you had a guess. Forced to guess.
Something black about the road. That's no, it's good. A girl. It's a girl with a black shirt on, and there's something that she won't. She's not.
Ah, she don't do it like her little sister does.
Okay, you went there, but yeah.
Blacktop Don't.
You brought up the family members. I brought up this one individual.
You know who talks that way is those pickup artists. They go, "Hey, Blacktop, blonde hair, Blacktop. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Hey, Blacktop.
Gray eyes.
What's up? Gray eyes. What's up?
Those guys really aged gracefully, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Top still hats, relevant goggles. As ever.
They're still trolling.
They're all married with families now, right?
Don't look ridiculous.
That was the point. It was for them to made up. All right, what's your prediction, Stark?
I'm kind of going to back to that Blacktop, like, is it paved over? Maybe it's saying, like, don't pave over my town.
Blacktop.
Don't.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, a Joni Mitchell vibe.
These are both good ideas for songs. Let's find out where they're going. You may want to back up a little bit from where we just were, just because. Yeah.
Would he be backing up on Blacktop?
Oh.
Go off roading.
There you go. He's going to tell you why.
Dashboard throwback, blue Atlanta. Half tank top turning me on. She got that heartland draw that she got from back home. You can hear when she says, hey y'all. She got that sweet like Alabama, got that heart like Louisiana. She made like the only make them down south. In them days they could leave eyes. It ain't hard to see why
she's
gonna hang downtown.
There you go.
Wow. It's got kind of like a Bon Jovi sound to it.
Wow. Yeah. The symbols in very country anthem-y. Have become too splashy.
There the you symbols? Go, that too.
Yeah, every symbol they hit it's like put as much shimmer on it as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a Vegas song, like a Vegas rock song, you know what I mean?
Every time he hits the crash, flames go up beside the drum set.
Yeah.
Country's kind of the only game in town now that doesn't want to purposely kind of like degrade the sound at all. Like, you don't hear...
no lo-fi.
You don't hear like lo-fi, warbly effects, and let's try to sound retro. It's like, no, we're still going for the hi-fi.
We have a brand new amp. Turn it up.
Yeah, a brand new, shiny, polished guitar.
Right. We come from a little bitty town. We got shitty stuff there. We can make shitty sound. We want it to sound good. It's like the difference between, you know, hipsters wearing old thrift store clothes and then their counterparts who are shopping at the outlet mall.
That's right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Temples with Liquid Air. Listen to this one on streams.
Yeah, that's a stream tune.
That's good. That bass line is fun.
Yeah, it's cool. Be-be-de-be-de-bon.
Cool, dark vibe. I thought the guy was going to come in with a...
Sorry to disappoint.
Where are these guys from?
Stop.
Good question. Let me look
it up. What's their deal? Who are they? Why haven't I heard of you, Temples?
They have some good... Hey, oh, they're Temple. English. They're from Kettering.
Right. No, England. I don't want to hear anymore. Yuck. No. Okay. Just
no Brits.
What have they ever done for music?
Yeah, apparently CCR did it before the Beatles, so we don't got to listen to them anymore.
Yeah, we already had that.
It is almost surprising. This sounds so insulting, but it is... There's something surprising about how good Brits are at music, like,
yeah,
over the decades.
I would wonder if it has something to do with, like, their, you know, public education system that allows everybody, like, they get music more consistently and early.
Yeah.
I would say it's more that the public school system fails every generation so that there's a lot of alienation.
And like, all you can do is your only way out is music.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's so great about America. It's just waves and waves and generations of disaffected poets.
Right. Every generation is fucked over.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. And it's the only thing we... it's the only way we make anything nice and new.
Yeah. Now the rappers are emo. It's just like, we are a never-ending kick-ass music factory. Right. We'll just always
also because all of our cultures are always at war with each other, so we're all pissed off.
Always got topics to write about.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, in Italy, you live with your parents till you're 40. There's no chance for that much. just angst.
It's like another song about your mom. You know.
I think it's the industry, dude. The industry is just so well built.
Yeah, my mom cooked for me today.
He's scared because it's Sunday.
It is kind of shocking that, like, and I'm sure this isn't totally true, but a place like Italy or other places that are massive soccer countries, you know, like soccer is just the number one way of life there all year round. Like, they still use American songs as their soccer anthems a lot of times.
Because we write the best shit for that.
At this point, they would
have
their own dominant soccer.
Because also, they've been doing it hundreds of years. Why don't they have
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe they do, but I know they still do Seven Nation Army a lot.
Yeah. They don't even, they've never played football. Those countries will not pick up on American football. But then they'll use, like, all our jock jams.
But then they'll use, are you ready for some football?
Yeah. They use that in Barcelona.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This Handern's pick. This is Deluxe with Love is Hard Work, and it's a 30-minute song.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say Song of Summer because it's as long as summer.
It's as long as summer itself. I picture you now up there in Maine at a festival.
Stacking wood.
Stacking wood, non shrooms. That's funky. You can dance to that for an extended period.
Get lost in that.
It's the type of thing you could put on at a party too, and it might play three times before somebody notices the same thing is playing over again.
Right.
Right. Yeah, it's got variations.
Yeah. Forward momentum. Jump to minute 25.
Oh, back?
Jump ahead to minute 25.
No, yeah.
So it goes from that into this smoothly.
Wow.
We just jumped, but if you just listen to the whole thing, you would get to here and not even know.
What do you think is the theory behind making it such a long
song?
I don't know. I should ask him. So, yeah, full disclosure, my brother's the drummer in this band. But I don't know why they came up with it.
It sounds like it is a record within just one song. It's just like...
A little EP, and they said, fuck it, let's put it out as one thing.
Right.
Maybe it's
they also, when you see them live, will just play start to finish, never stop. They just go out and do a 45-minute set. One thing goes into the next, goes into the next, and they have a whole...
That's the way they run it.
Do they dress the same? How's their dress code?
Yeah, they do not, but it's of the same ilk.
Maybe you should manage them. You should get them in the same outfits. It could make a difference. Yeah.
If they all... I think they probably have dressed the same before... But it's mostly just like pants and shirt, you know, no logos, nothing like that. Just plain
normcore. Right.
Normcore.
Nice. Well, it sounds really good.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, check it out. Help my brother Briar out.
Is it all instrumental or is there stuff? Okay.
There's plenty of singing to actual, you know, what's his name? Sean, the singer. He does plenty of singing. The band is mostly the singer and the bass player. They write the two stuff. They've been together since high school. Went to high school in Glendale.
Right.
Oh, shoot.
High school bands.
Are they Armenian?
They are not. They are French and Mexican.
Right on. Like Captain Beefheart. He was from Glendale as well.
Really?
It's crazy, right?
Interesting. Yeah.
Beefheart. He had beef in his heart for society. That's what his name means.
Isn't it weird when you find out Van Halen is from Pasadena?
The weirdest.
Oh, yeah.
It just really does not seem like a place that's going to produce that.
At all. No. And they had to move there. You know what I mean? How is that a destination that attracts the greatest guitarist of all time, arguably, to the greatest frontman of all time, arguably? It's incredible.
I'm basically so down the street.
So
from,
special.
I'm down the street from David Lee Roth High School. Up?
Oh, yeah.
What are you saying, Howard?
I was just talking about Van Halen. I don't know. Something happened there.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying I was down the street from DLR's High School.
Right. And does it make you feel anything? Do you pick up the guitar and go, like, ooh?
I mean, you know, every single time I drive past it, I just... My mind goes off. Just
starts tapping.
Yeah, but then
that's the magical high school.
It's like you said too. Like, but for David Lee Roth, from the stories I've heard, he was just David Lee Roth in high school and strutting around, had the long hair and like a rock star attitude. But then you got to think like everyone around him must have been thinking like, "What are you thinking, dude? You're in Pasadena. Like, this doesn't happen." To us, you know what I mean? Like, how are you going to make it? And then he just turns around and suddenly these Dutch brothers move in and they make his whole career. But it's like
the whole thing. Yeah. It's like waiting for the Messiah and it actually shows up.
And it actually showed up for him.
There are so many old bands that they're like, Like Brian May and Freddie Mercury, they were like, "Oh yeah, you know, we fired our singer, and this other guy just happened to walk in right then, and he was Freddie Mercury." And you go, "I don't think that happens anymore. I think there's too many people doing this stuff, and it's too flooded with untalentless people or talentless people.
Now they just email each other, and they're not that committed. Yeah, they just
and
do
you don't
project.
Talk to anybody. You go to an open mic, and you're like, I can't talk to any of these people. Right. Now I get where Keith Kelly's coming from.
I wonder what Freddie Mercury's Craigslist ad would have been like.
Teeth can't be a problem.
You must, exactly. Must be okay with teeth.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number two.
Also, must be okay with being in a band called Queen.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little odd. It's a little
also, odd. I'm going to hijack the
deal
band.
Breaker. All right, go ahead. Number three.
Number two.
Number two.
This is my pick. This is Knower with I'm the President.
Can I get a spelling on that?
K-N-O-W-E-R. Knower, okay. Like a knower of things.
Nice. Out of is that Asia or something?
No, that's local. That's local.
Really,
Lewis Cole.
Oh yeah, they look like mastermind. they you can find them down at Alfred Coffee on Sunset.
Oh yeah.
But first, that's good though. Coffee. I like that a lot.
Lewis Cole is the drummer and sort of mastermind, and he has a lot of projects, and he's like a musical genius. But he's the one also behind Clowncore, which I was talking about earlier, who are an incredible band, but they're like very esoteric in masks, and incredible musician. Like everything he touches just has like a crazy funk to it.
Was yeah, that is a little
he had a girl on that.
No, that's a girl singing.
A little like I think it was it Deerhoof?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, complicated and rhythms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that can you play that opening bass line again?
Yeah. Let me strap on my bass.
One, two, one, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, it's coming at it. Yeah, it's like Sly Stone. Tell me something good. That's Shaka
Khan.
Rufus. Good stuff. I like it. It's silly. It was fun. It was lighthearted.
There you go. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Running Out of Hope, Arkansas by Brennan Lee.
This is great. Great lyrics. Start this with the beginning. Great. I mean, it's just
all right.
Direct stuff.
Only stop here because they're passing through, and I ring them up for diesel, cigarettes, and Mountain Dew. They're headed on to Dallas or Memphis, Tennessee. I've never been past Little Rock, and I'm damn near 33. I'm gonna tell my boss he's fired, burn my unpaid bills, and if folks ask when I'm coming back, promise I never will. I'm dropping off the name tag. I'm gonna hug my ma and pa as I'm running out of Hope, Arkansas.
There you go. That's
all
Americana.
Yeah. Some in the
That's actually like some kind of acoustic version or something. I didn't hear that one before, but it's actually good.
That's amazing. Yeah. Who is that?
Bill Clinton must be biting his fist to that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, she's Arkansas, baby.
Oh, man. I wish I had that song.
Brennan Lee. I don't think the album is out yet.
See if we can get her to come down and play the inauguration.
Yeah. She work at the Five and Dime.
You need a saxophone player for it.
Yeah. Yeah, but what an opening for a song. She says, people only stop here when they're passing through. I ring them up for cigarettes and Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
I love any country, especially song, that can use modern terms and stuff, but still keep it to the sound of that.
Yeah, and still hit you.
I mean, that basically
still have it be authentic.
That's basically country music's fuel, you know? It's just modern terms in the same music.
Yeah, but when they can do it without it sounding corny and having it be about like texting and stuff.
That exact line could be completely fucked up in a country song if they just like put splashy cymbals over and they're like, cigarettes and Mountain Dew.
We're selling Mountain Dew and if you don't like it, fuck.
They're like, all right, so Mountain Dew has agreed to sponsor the song.
Yeah.
She should have said like vape juice and Mountain Dew or something.
Selling vape juice, Starburst, and Gatorade.
Stoned apes and Mountain Dew.
Stoned apes.
January 6th was the day I lost my daddy. Something
like that. You know, you do not hear that in country yet. You haven't heard anyone talk about the riots and
it's the third rail. It's the hot third rail because you're like, I can't come out against it or I will lose my entire fan base.
Right.
And if I come out for it, there's a chance the FBI will be at my next show. So,
that is a difficult decision to make for each artist. I wish them
luck. It is funny because there's such a long history of like the outlaw image in country.
Yeah.
But you know, none of them would touch like the actual outlaw. Like, oh yeah, I stormed the Capitol and
here's my address. Here's my hard drive.
In the old days, being an outlaw just meant you just sang a ballad.
Smoking weed in different places.
Yeah.
Or you rode a horse and there's people pissed off at you for some reason.
Why are you an outlaw? Well, in general, I'm not that nice to women.
That's great. It's like we made it impossible for them to be outlaws. Just like in chastity or just like frustrated. That's great. But we do have an outlaw on the show this week and he's got a special coming out where he speaks his mind. Nice. He gets down to it. He sorts it out. It's called 11 hours.
Years.
11 days, sorry.
Years.
11 years, sorry.
11 years. And you're a guy you have a specific style to you and stuff. It's 11 years and I spelled it X-I-Y-R-S.
Okay. What's the, what's behind that?
It was taped 11 years to the day of when I started stand-up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's cool.
And so I thought I'd do the Adele thing, but instead of my age. And maybe I'll keep this going. Maybe every special from here on is just going to be how long, I do 14 and then...
Right on.
So on. You know how numbers work.
And now you're under this self-imposed pressure... Yeah, they go up and down. But you're under self-imposed pressure now to never quit because it'll mess up the timing of these, know what I mean, of our check-ins. It's like 7 up the movie, 14 up, 21 up.
Well, hopefully the next one is not in 11 years. Hopefully this one does well, and I'll do another one soon. So go to my social media and go watch it on May 18th.
Check that out for sure. And also go see him live if you're here in L.A.
Oh, yeah. Howard is on the show with me. We have a show at the Improv on May 25th called Big Naturals, 7:30. Come out to that.
Wow.
There you go.
Star, do you want to come see both of us?
Lascivious men with their Big Naturals show. Big Naturals. I would love to watch.
That's Caroline Ray is also on the show.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah, right on. Big time. Come out to the Improv to check that out. That's on a Thursday night. Start.
Yeah, go listen to Off Book. We're in our sunset period. We're sunsetting the show as a weekly show, but we're ending it on with some big guests and some of our best episodes yet. So ending it on episode 300, but we will still put out like
specials and stuff,
the specials and the live shows and intermittent stuff, just not weekly shows anymore. But if you want to hear me make up songs in real time on guitar and occasionally other instruments, come check us out.
Check that out. And congratulations on 300. That's Thank a solid you. Body of work. Like Tarantino, he's only going to do 10 movies. You bow out, leave him wanting more. I like that. Also, check out Griftors with Megan Beth Keister. We're doing a meetup on Sunday, Mother's Day, at the Vela Savase Panorama near USC downtown.
Oh, wow.
That's 1 to 4 p.m. And then later that night, we're both doing stand-up out at Permanent Records Roadhouse.
Oh, cool.
At 8 o'clock. So that's on Sunday. Come check that out.
And I was going to say, I also have a podcast. I forgot to, I feel like your crowd would love it.
Yes.
I Don't Want to Wait. It's with me and Kim McVicker, and we watch every episode of Dawson's Creek. So good. We sometimes barely talk about it.
What was that movie where Vanderbeek was whacking off in front of the computer when he was off at school?
Oh, Rules of Attraction.
See, I never saw Dawson's Creek. Rules of Attraction. So then I was like, oh, this is that guy from Dawson's Creek. What's he all about? And then he was whacking off, and I was like, that's a weird intro. So I never really got into Vanderbeek too much.
Handlebeek. Hand on beak.
Yeah, there you go. Handlebeat. Handlebeat.
Handjob Receivy. That's my nickname.
Oh, yeah. Handjob Receivy. Handjob Sleazy.
That's funny.
But I do have it on DVD. I'll check what season's gang and get back to you. Also, check out the other one, Drop Date Duel. Yeah.
And whochartedpod.com, as always. Absolutely. If you like what you heard today, there's a lot more of it over on whochartedpod.com. We call it the Chart Mart. Chart Mart is always open, and you can get Two Charteds every Friday.
There you go. And bring a friend for volume discounts. Get them in. Recruit some people. There is so much content back there. It's crazy. We've got hundreds of episodes of Who Charted, 100 episodes of Preem Stream, hundreds of episodes of Two Charted. So That's check right. us out over there. Thanks for all your support. Happy Mother's Day. And we will see you right here next week on
Who Charted.